Now, to conclude, let me just tell a little Indian anecdote. They're awfully good anecdotes. This has to do with animals. It has to do with a tigress who was, some of you may know this story, who was starving, very hungry, and she was pregnant on the point of bringing forth her little one. And she comes upon a herd of goats and pounces very strenuously on the herd and brings about the birth of the little one and her own death. The goats scatter, and when they come back, what do they find? They find a just-born little goat, a little tiger, and its dead mother. Now they have very strong parental instincts, these animals, and they adopt the tiger, which grows up thinking it's a goat. It learns to eat grass. It learns to bleat. And as you can imagine, since neither grass nor bleating are proper to tigers, it was a pretty miserable specimen of its kind by the time it reached adolescence. And just at this critical moment of passing a threshold, the herd is pounced upon by a great male tiger. And all the goats scatter, but this little thing's no goat. This is a tiger, and he's standing there. And the big one looks and he says, "For heaven's sake, you living here with goats?" And the little thing goes, "Meh." And he nibbles a bit of grass. The big fellow is utterly mortified, wallops him a couple of times, and finally picks him up by the neck and takes him to a pond. Perfectly still, no wind. The little fellow looks in, and for the first time in his little long life, what he sees is his own true face. It's not a goat face, it's a tiger face. And the big fellow, the guru, says, "Look, you've got a pot face like mine. You're a tiger, you're not a goat." Well, the little thing bleats a few more pitiful times, and at last, the big one, thinking he's really getting somewhere with him, takes him again by the nape of the neck to his cave, where he has recently killed a gazelle, the bloody remains of which are all over the place. And so he picks up a chunk of this delectable goody, and he says to the little fella, "Here, have a chunk." The little one backs away. He says, "I'm a vegetarian." So with his mouth forced open, he has this stuff shoved down his throat, and he gags on it. And the text says, as all do on true doctrine. So with that, and this new experience going through his veins, he feels a new heat, a new life. And automatically, spontaneously, his own tiger nature awakened, he gives a tiger stretch. And out of his little throat comes a sort of preliminary tiger roar. Tiger roar A921. And the big fella says, "There we are. Now let us go into the forest and eat tiger food." Now I like this story and I tell it to my students, and the answer I get is, "Put a tiger in your tank." So this is what the story tells. We are all tigers living among these goats. So go into the forest, and in the, you know, the forest of the night, find the tiger shining bright in your own deep depth.
You've been listening to Imagery of Rebirth Yoga, the fourth talk by Joseph Campbell in the series entitled Inward Journey, East and West. This recording was authorized by the Joseph Campbell Foundation and produced by Electronic Educational Programs. Our theme music is by Acoustic Alchemy. For more information on the work of Joseph Campbell, please call the Foundation at 1-800-330-MYTH, 1-800-330-MYTH. M-Y-T-H, or you can contact us on the World Wide Web at jcf.org. I'm Maura Vaughan. Thank you for listening.